2 weeks became 4 weeks in the longest stretch I've been away from this podcast series for the last 5 years. Over the 5 years, you heard me say over and over again that I believe in gold. I gave you all the reasons why, and as you know, I bought gold at $1,600 per ounce. And while being away, gold had a fantastic rally and up more than 10%, currently sitting at $2,371, was up above $2,400. My target was $2,500. I will lift that target again. I'll get back to that a little bit later in the podcast. While being away, markets were somewhat slow, but last week was a very bad week for Nasdaq, which was down more than 5%, 5.52% to be on the dot, ending the week at 15,282. And if you go back to the last podcast before the break, I told you Nasdaq was in the upper part of the trend. A correction down would be natural, and I mentioned the 5,200 level to be a possible bottom. Will it be the bottom? That I will try to explain in this podcast. You are listening to the StockInvest.us podcast series, Trading Tips with Jim, as we head into week 17. Dow Jones, by the way, didn't have any special week, was up by 3 points, ending the week at 37,986 points, or up 0.01. But this week there will be action, I can guarantee you that, because a lot of things are happening this week. One of the things that have started is the quarter season. Again, I just feel like we was just leaving a quarter season, but again, we are back into quarter season, and this week some big hitters will come with these numbers. This will affect the market. Nasdaq being a tech heavy index, and Tuesday and Wednesday having a lot of tech companies coming in means that there should be movements in the market. I expect, before we go into any deeper analysis, that the markets will be very volatile this week and with a fair chance of actually a good green week. And that will be good because personally my portfolio hasn't done any done very well over the last 4 weeks. Haven't touched it much, actually. It's been more or less, but the stocks that I'm in haven't performed at all. And in the $1,000 challenge, which we follow, where I already have doubled the money, we started with $1,000 an amount you could follow. I have managed to double it, but the last trade into Astra Therapeutics did not go very well. Astra has been sold with loss. That will be what I will talk about in the end of the podcast, the $1,000 challenge, where I will tell you what has happened and which stock I will try this week, because I will try one stock which I think can do okay. We traded that one before. We'll see if we are able to trade it again. Back to the week ahead of us. It will be a week full of different information. Quarter results will come in, and quarter results are will determine a lot of what will happen in the stock market as we move forward. The expectations are that the big techs, when we come to Meta, Alphabet, meaning Google, etc., they will post fantastic results, while the rest will not post as fantastic. So what happens if Meta and Google and all of these do not meet expectations? That can doom the market as we move forward. The other thing is the end of the week, where we will get personal consumer expenditure numbers. It will be Friday, and the market will pay very, very close attention to this, because inflation is one of the things that have been dictating the market for more than, I would say, the better part of 2 years now, inflation being one of these main drivers of the market. You heard them say that, oh, inflation will go down, and it don't go down. Maybe just pure luck, but I've been correcting what I've been saying about inflation, how it will behave, and that we are on a new uptick. And if inflation go up, we know that interest rates will remain high. If interest rates remain high, stock market will suffer because money will always move to the most secure place. Friday, we will know more about how inflation is hurting the wallet. The expectations are moderate. We will see. We do know that energy is higher. Oil, for instance, is up at $82, been trading much higher, and I think there is more upside in oil as Iran-Israel conflict still is hot and can get even hotter. There is a lot of things arguing why oil should remain high, and as long as energy remain high, you can expect inflation to be high because it hits all elements of production, for instance, and it hits the home consumer quite hard, well, in gasoline prices, electric prices, etc. Everything you do more or less has an energy component in it. At least baking, making a French fries or a hot dog. And on top of this, as you know, there's been a lot of increase due to inflation, but also due to progressive politics. A lot of increases in minimum wages. These things has to be offset. It's very, very simple. They have to be offset somewhere. And as we see in all systems who do these things that we've seen over the last 4 years, especially, it will hurt those who have less hardest. And we'll not get into politics as such, but it's just a very common thing that happens. The intention is very well, but the actual results just end up very, very bad. And that is politics, and we are getting into US election season very soon, and you can expect these things to affect market quite heavy as well. So, however, look at it, you heard me say just after New Year that come May go away. I expected bad markets from May, starting maybe early April. And it's just a common statistical things that very, very often happen. Doesn't happen every year, but in general, it has a tendency to be correct that when May comes, that you should stay out of the market, and they will pick up again later in the fall. If that will be the case remains to see. It's just a common saying. But anyway, I look at the markets, I expect them to be volatile as we move forward. I cannot see any other. I don't think that we will go for a straight bull run anymore. Now we have the natural correction. I told you Nasdaq being very high, as I said. There will be a natural correction. It's just a natural thing, and you should be somewhat happy about it because it gives the opportunity to continue upwards. Things cannot continue into heaven. There is a limit for everything. The natural correction shakes off the bad stuff and gives rooms for further growth. So these were the two main things that will, in my opinion, be the headlines for the week, driving the markets. Of course, we have Israel, Iran in the background. That thing can go south anyway. We have a building anti-Semitic uprising in the US. These things can also turn into politics that will again escalate things. We will just see. But for the week ahead of us, I think these will be the two main things. Quarter results coming in and the end of the week where the inflation numbers will come. And the quarter numbers, let's go through some of the companies that will deliver quarter results because you can expect huge movements in these stocks. For some, very huge movement, for some, less. And if you go to stockinvest.us, we have made a warning 7 days before a stock has quarter results, earnings releases. We give a warning on the stock, and we also tell you what we think will happen. We will give you expected movement plus minus. For the stock for the day of the report. Actually, it will be the day of the report. If it's before market opens, you can expect certain movements during the trading day. And that, of course, if you're very good, can open for a lot of trading opportunities. Actually, these quarter result seasons is perfect for traders who are able to pick some of the right things. What will happen, because just expect huge movements, and if you sit in the right position, you can make a lot of money in very, very short time, meaning before market open and just after market open, even before. Now, today there will be SAP and Trust and Verizon. These are three of the main companies. While tomorrow will be General Electric, General Motors, Halliburton, JetBlue, Lockheed Martin. And as you know, I think anything related to war is a very safe place to be. Said this for years now. Stay in among the warmongers, where money really is made, and the last push for more money will go into war producing industry. Mattel, PepsiCo, Raytheon, another of these companies that Raytheon Technologies that benefit hugely from all the warmongering that we see. We have Spotify, Steel Dynamics, Tesla is coming up tomorrow. Tesla been beating very hard. It will be very interesting to see how Tesla do. As you know, I was, when we go back some 3-4 years ago, when the biggest hype of EV was very negative to EV, but over the last, especially last year, I turned more positive. I think there is good buying opportunities in electric vehicles. They are the future. Now we have the downturn. It's very hard to say how deep it will go, but I have slowly started to accumulate stocks into EV sector. When everyone says that you shouldn't, it's usually a good time to do it. When people say that you should do it, it's usually the time when you shouldn't do it, like mainstream. Will I be correct? Hard to say. So far, I am off. I'm in losses in my EV positions where I'm sitting, but I plan to do more pickup as we move forward bit by bit into them. Some of these companies will not make it, and some new will emerge. We do know that big companies, General Motors, already cut parts of their electric productions. Several other are doing it. It is not the hype that it was, but the push for green will come, and the technology is just getting better and better. Every single day there is cars going longer, and that makes them more versatile, better for use. So I think, as I said over and over again, I think that these are the future. No matter how we turn on it, combustion engines will be in the rear mirror. Right now it's back, it's still hot, it will remain hot. Maybe it will remain hot for 5 years, I do not know. But I am in the state where I'm slowly picking up more EV. This strategy you heard before, COVID and all that started and markets were crashing, you heard me, now I'm going in. And I bought in that time, I bought in three sessions because I didn't know exactly where bottom was. I was very lucky doing so. When we have been very high and you heard me over again, just go back in all the podcasts I said, Nasdaq was 16,000, I was reducing my positions in the stock market exposure quite much. Actually, I've been reducing my exposure quite much because I was expecting markets to correct. Do I still expect markets to correct? Yes, I do believe markets are way too high. I don't see too much upside in the stock market. I don't want to be fully exposed. I think there is many good stocks that will do very good. But in general, I prefer to sit elsewhere, gold being one of these items and some other commodities, etc. I'm back into crypto, and you may ask, isn't crypto much more exposure than the stocks? Yes, they are, but I think crypto has a little bit higher potential than stocks right now. So I just try to balance my size, which is invested, and divide it into where I think there is some sort of potential. So I reduce, I increase, depending on situation. Now, maybe I lost the thought of trains, where we were talking about Nasdaq having a natural correction. And yes, and that will most likely bring it up. We were in quarter results, that where we were talking, and then I dropped off with a little note on EV. And Tesla, as I said, on Tuesday will have their quarter results. UPS, Texas Instruments, and Visa will also be on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we are in for some of the real heavy takers, and Meta will be one of them. AT&T, Boeing, which I think has a huge upside, by the way. Chipotle, Ford, Humana, ADP, eBay, General Dynamics, Hilton, IBM. And for those who loves a little bit of biotech, Viking Therapeutics will also be on Wednesday. Thursday, we continue with some of the high techs, starting with Alphabet, Microsoft, American Airlines, AstraZeneca, Caterpillar, Intel will also be Mobileye, Roku, Snap, Royal Caribbean, Southwest, T-Mobile are some of the bigger companies. So this week will be very, very interesting. We will see where it will go, but what we did know from last quarter is that expectations are very, very high, and we see a slowing demand many places. Inflation is cutting into the profit margins with a very high PE. Will they be able to defend it? Some will, some will not. So I expect, as I said, huge volatility. If you look at the chart, at the Nasdaq chart, we can see that Nasdaq had a brutal fall, falling down. First, it started to go very flat, just above 16,000, and then it had a brutal fall down. Now it's getting close to the $15,000 support. And I think we will have a natural reaction bounce up, but I don't think we will be able to get back to the 16,300 level anytime soon. My personal opinion, and this will be for the week ahead of us, that there's a huge chance that we will have a reaction up, because if you look at the buy and sell signals, there is only 13% buy signals in Nasdaq, which is super low and usually offer a buying opportunity. Two things usually happen when it's this low. Either we continue with a strong fall, or we have a correction up. It's usually nothing between. Where it goes sideways, it will be one of them. Either it just hacks down very hard, or it goes up. My bet is it will go up. So I think there's a huge chance the Nasdaq will go up, but when we get starting to get back to 15,800, 900, and 16,000, things will start to be slower, and that will be the peak where it will again head down. That's my guess. For the week, it might be like this, that we will go up all the way to Friday and then fall on Friday. I see the high 15,800 exactly where we will end by the end of the week. It's so hard to say. I can just give a guess. 15,450 will be the end of the week, starting up, going down, and then just ending somewhere around there. Before we go to the other part of the podcast, the $1,000 challenge, let's just have a quick look at the buy and the sell signals. I already mentioned that Nasdaq only has 13% buy signals. Across all the tickers that we analyzed, 21% have buy signals. It is way down. It's not oversold at all. There is more room to go down than this, but it starts to become more attractive. New York Stock Exchange, Nasdaq was 13, New York Stock Exchange is 21, London 26, Frankfurt 30, Tokyo all the way down at 14, and Shenzhen, China up at 18. How do we translate this? How can we use it in trading? Some of the hardest thing that you ever will do is be able to do successful all your trades. It is impossible, and it's not what you should aim for. You should try to get more than 50% of your aim successful, and you cut your stop loss. Your stop loss cuts your losses. So when you do a mistake, expect to do one, you will reduce your losses. And when you are in a winning streak, you want to continue to stay in the winning streak. One of the ways that will help you in this journey is trying to look at the market in a much bigger picture. And you just heard me say a lot of numbers being buy signals in the markets, and I've been watching these for years and years, actually for decades now. They really work. When these numbers are extremely low, we are getting close to a buying position. They can get lower. There is more room to get lower, but the numbers, speaking statistically, are now better than they've been in a long time. The last correction, the correction that we saw last week, was, in my opinion, very, very expected, because the buy signals were very high. If you remember, going back, they were up in the 40s, and that is usually way too high. Now we are in a situation where the chance of rebounds is bigger, and these buy signals, they go for every single stock. It's not weighted for the biggest or the smallest, it's just across all stocks, so you give a better picture among everything, because there will be individual stocks that you can trade even if market goes down. You can do super good, but in general it's harder to make good trades in a falling market than in an upturn market. So using bigger lines, using trends, you will be a little off. You heard me over all these years, this kind of repetition, that I believe in oil, I believe because of the global situation, because of the politics, the left-leaning progressive forces that sadly is putting world at a very dangerous spot. I told you when I saw all these things building up, what I think will happen, how it will be with inflation. You heard me say that I said there will be inflation, there has to be inflation. All the restriction on Russia will have to backfire, and how they would backfire. These were long lines. I've been trading accordingly. I gave you the reasoning why I would go into gold, etc., etc. You may miss a little bit, because I expected gold to be up at 2,500 more than 6-7 months ago. And it still is not. It's only very close to 2,400. You might miss something, but if you're able to find these big lines, you increase your chances of better trading. And before jumping to the $1,000 challenge, when crypto was and Bitcoin fell back to 30,000, and Dogecoin, for instance, fell down, you heard me say that I will buy a little bit because I expect there will be some upturn. Now I am raking the benefits of that, has been for the last 4 or 5 months or whatever the crypto upturn has been. So my money in crypto is up by more than 30% in total, and it was at the very highest up more than 50%. Will there be more upside in crypto? Remains to see. If market starts to tank, if pessimism really kicks in, everything will be pulled down. Even gold prices will be pulled down, and that may very well happen. I've seen anything happen, but right now I think for the week ahead of us, speaking very shortly, that there is a higher chance of an upturn than a downturn. After that, I am absolutely not sure where it will go. 22 minutes into the podcast, it's time to start to wrap it up. You may already start to be a little tired listening to me yada yada. $1,000 challenge, where I tried to double the $1,000. I had a portfolio before, as you know, where we did several stocks, did very good. And last fall, I decided to change everything and try to grow $1,000 as fast as I can, showing you exactly the trades, telling you as much as I can, and never buy before telling you first. The last buy was Astra Therapeutics ATXS. Bought it at 1561. It was a little higher than that, but then started to fall back. If I remember correctly, the argument I gave, I said that I think markets will correct. I thought this one would do somewhat okay, hold somewhat up with some potential upside. Well, I was wrong. It bounced up, I think maybe 50, maybe it was at 60, I'm not sure, then started to fall down. And eventually it was cut. I took a quite heavy loss in this one, 7.56% loss in Austria. Sold at 14.43. Makes one of the biggest losses so far, and it brought the $1,000 challenge back under 2,000. Currently, as we speak, I have $1,944 left of the 1,000 originally invested. What will I do with this cash? I was checking stocks, and I didn't see anything I really liked. It was very hard to find the stocks that I liked, they had very little potential, meaning that the upside of 2 to 5%, indeed very, very good. But in this challenge, I want to grow it as fast as I can. And as I said to you over and over again, I will make it a high risk. And high risk, with high risk comes high volatility, huge swings. And to be able to grow as fast as I can, I cannot go for 2 to 5%. We can be very steady, just try slow, 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 but it will be too slow for me, because this one I wanted to grow as fast as I can, meaning taking huge risk. And usually I want to go for stocks that is oversold, have way too strong reaction down, and then bounce up. Coming quarter seasons, there will be lots of these cases. Last time I tried it, I did into Snap. You remember Snap? Way back. Stock fall very, very hard on quarter results. I took the chance, bought Snap, but we were never able to get any real money out of it. I have to go back to see, but it was not very successful. I think it, at the best it was a slight plus, because what happened is that Snap fell super hard, started to go walk around $11, been walking around $11 for months now. Looking through all the charts, trying to find one candidate that can fit, that can give a possible upside. Well, I ended back on Snap as a decision. And here comes the things that you should do note. If you listened for the beginning, I told you that Snap will have their quarter results on, on Thursday. Snap will have their quarter result on Thursday, and you can expect stock to move very much. Actually, I think that we have calculated some 5% plus minus move for Snap. And I told you as a warning before, maybe you shouldn't go into stocks that have quarter results because it adds that high risk element. If Snap comes with some shitty quarter results, then it will be hammered. Currently sitting at 11.30, I will buy Snap today as low as I can, but I think it's the best price I can buy Snap. Take a huge gamble. This can be one of these gambles that again go south. My stomach feeling says that there is a higher chance for an upside than a downside. Some of the arguments for this is because there is already very, very low expectations to Snap. The price reflects the expectations, and they are very, very low. The other thing is that the advertising market has regained a little bit of power over the last 3-4 months, which means that I think Snap actually can have gained back something. The other thing is the TikTok ban coming up, which now is more likely than ever. So what will happen if TikTok being banned? And by the way, that's so stupid, it's to be sad about everything, about the human race, about thinking, about everything. Spy argument is just stupid in my opinion. Just had to get that off my chest. It is reducing free speech by a mile. And there is no real logic behind the argument. Other, if you ask me, big capital wants, because it's not Westernly owned, wants to push other stocks. So here, in my opinion, is just lobby activity. And they might be very successful doing so. If TikTok gets banned, well, where will all the users go? Where will all the young users that went from Snap to TikTok go? Will they go back to Snap? I hope so. I will get into Snap, hoping that I will be right on one or two of the things that I just said. Quarter results being better than expected, pushing the stock. Or that my idea that even just the talk about TikTok being banned, it already is getting down to the vote now, will push investors to think the same thing I think. Well, it might just be a good upside in Snapchat. 29 minutes, getting close to 30 minutes now. 4 weeks off, I was back. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you will like it, that you will subscribe if you don't. And if you wonder, did I do some metal detecting? Yes, I've done quite much metal detecting, had quite much nice finds as well. I will not post anyone this week. I might do next week. What I really do want to end this podcast with is wish you a very, very good week. I hope your portfolio will get greener and greener, and when we get to the end of the week, that you will look back at a good, profitable week. Hopefully, I will see you next week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.